A letter from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to the Wisconsin DNR says after December 18th, all shipping discharges will be in violation of the Federal Clean Water Act. The letter says a challenge by the Cleveland-based Lake Carriers Association of the state's law requiring both ocean-going and laker traffic to treat ballast water won't allow them to issue a permit to Wisconsin. Lake Carriers Association President Glenn Nekvasil considers December 18th to be a drop-dead date.
Yes, this could shut down shipping. That is the message that people are getting out. We're not the problem here. It's the ocean-going vessels. And it is, of course, certainly appropriate that they install ballast treatment systems.
DNR Watershed Management Deputy Director Roger Larson doesn't agree the EPA's order would end shipping.
We owe it to the citizens of our state to deal with this. Ballast water and aquatic invasives is an extremely important issue in the state of Wisconsin.
Even so, the EPA letter says that beyond December 18th, citizen lawsuits and EPA enforcement actions could be taken against any vessel owner who discharges in Wisconsin waters. Green Bay Port Manager Dean Haynes says that means an end to shipping a month earlier than normal.
Yeah, we had the Pier Marquette company call and let us know that they wouldn't be coming in to the Port of Green Bay after December 18th for fear of having some civil lawsuits filed against them for not complying with the Clean Water Act.
The Wisconsin Commercial Ports Association is asking the DNR to make changes so the EPA will back off on its stance to not permit commercial vessels in Wisconsin waters. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.